All right, I'm here tonight with Mike Cease. He is a regional operations director at a company which will go unnamed in Columbus, Ohio. So first off, Mike, how are you doing tonight?
Doing well, staying safe. Thanks for asking. How about you?
I'm all right. So first off, I want to ask you about your area, Columbus, Ohio, just outside of Columbus, Ohio. What has kind of been the change for you in everyday life due to the whole coronavirus situation?
Well, pretty dramatic. If you look at, you know, really the whole country, the change has been dramatic, but state by state, Ohio was pretty proactive in some of the measures our state government took in terms of stay at home and closing certain businesses, so certainly made an impact. But you know, personally, we're in a stay-at-home order, have been for some time now. My employer qualified as a critical business, but you know, my company still took proactive measures to send people to work from home. So, you know, I've had most of my staff working from home for some time now, and I think I've been working from home for, I believe, 5-6 weeks now.
And so the whole working from home thing, was that like a smooth transition? Was it kind of tough for you guys?
You know, it surprisingly was better than expected. I manage a pretty large call center group, and we always had, not always, but over the last few years, have built a small work from home footprint, maybe 10% of our workforce. The company, to give them credit, was proactive in identifying the need to potentially deploy more work at home as this pandemic grew. And we did a pretty amazing job, I would say, over the course of a few weeks in March, going from about, you know, from speaking from my department, 10% work at home to 95% work at home. The equipment was there. We were able to train quickly, deploy quickly, and, you know, adapted pretty seamlessly.
And you mentioned that there was kind of a foundation already in place for working at home. Was that maybe for a situation like this, or was it just kind of a lucky coincidence?
No, it was intended for business continuity purposes all along, right? So we have multiple call centers across the country, but we had always carved out a piece of work at home for businesses. So if there was an issue at a particular center, you know, net disaster or whatever, something that would require work to be moved, work at home was another layer of that. So we had always tested into work at home as another way to maintain business continuity. So we had the technology, but, you know, kept it kind of small scale. And this just really accelerated the issue.
All right. So you personally, I know for me with my college classes, I've certainly had a much harder time working from home. How about you? Do you feel like your productivity's been better or worse?
I'm going to go neutral. I personally don't prefer it. I miss going into the office, having face-to-face interactions, being able to you know, have conversations with individuals, you know, really be able to read people, how they're doing, what they're doing, what's going well, what isn't, being able to have a quick impromptu conversation. My day involves a lot of meetings, which is still the same, but in, you know, old world, when I had 5-10 minutes in between meetings, that meant getting up, walking around, checking in on people, having quick conversations, and that's not as easy to do in the virtual environment. So still productive. It works. It's working better than expected, but still not my personal preference.
All right. So I kind of want to shift away from the work aspect I want to talk about, just kind of in general. Today, May 6th, 2020, what are some of the restrictions that Ohio still has in place? Have they lifted anything, or have they given more?
Yeah, no. So Ohio's starting to do a gradual kind of reopening. As I mentioned earlier, Ohio was one of the first to take aggressive measures to close and go to work at home, and, you know, shelter at home orders. But as of this month, a gradual reverse and starting to reopen things. So it's been kind of a phased, entity by entity, business by business, week by week reopening. So things like restaurants are still closed for dine-in purposes, hair salons, tattoo parlors, things like that remain closed. But there's a gradual reopening happening this month with, you know, regular general office spaces, construction, things like that in phases, you know, with restrictions around social distancing and masks, things along those lines going into place this week. And even retail is starting to reopen on a limited basis. So we've always had, since we've been shut down, things like essentials like grocery stores remained open, but general retail is starting to reopen as long as they can ensure social distancing and requirements like, I believe it's either 25 or 50% of, you know, fire code requirements, right? So fewer customers and spacing that out over time is starting to open back up. So hoping for the best.
Yeah. And on a more personal level, you know, what have you done personally, like changes in your daily habits since this all started?
So I am a creature of habit. I like my routines, my regimen. So I've actually tried to maintain as much of that as possible. You know, from a day-to-day work week perspective, I still get up early, usual time. I've always, you know, worked out in the morning before work at home in the basement. So fortunately, nothing changed there, right? No gym closure concerns. So still get up, do that. I still dress like I normally would for work, as I think that's a good kind of change in a routine. And I try to keep a schedule. You know, I always tried to stay as close as possible to 8 to 5. You know, now I find myself on a little bit earlier just because it's easier. There's no commute, but I am trying to stick to that routine and, you know, make sure I shut down, log off, disconnect, you know, 5:30. So I'm not kind of working around the clock just to kind of keep me sane within the day. You know, I still try to get up and walk around just for the sake of keeping myself active, even if it's just getting up, walking around the house, walking up and down the stairs. You know, if it's a nice day, try to get out and walk around the neighborhood a little bit just to stay active.
No, I like that. I like the idea of a routine because I know since all of this started, I've had no routine at all. It's been complete chaos and I've gotten very little done. But,
no, routine makes all the difference, right? So if you do let it kind of get the best of you and just, you know, not have some structure and routine, it's very easy to do just that, right? And not figure out when to get anything done. So for me, it's, you know, sticking to and maintaining a routine, try to keep a schedule and some semblance of normal.
Absolutely. So another question that I wanted to ask you, I asked this in my last interview that I did with Casey Lentz. I wanted to ask, when did this coronavirus thing go from something that you just saw in the news to something that you realized was real? I mean, it's local, because for me, it was whenever sports started getting canceled. Did you kind of have that moment of clarity when you realized that this was a serious thing?
Yeah, very similar for me. You know, I'm a partial season ticket holder for the local NHL team. I'm a season ticket holder for the Major League Soccer team. So, you know, watching kind of intro week, things start to get canceled, closed. For me, it was real at that point, and it all came together within a week when, you know, you saw the NBA get canceled or postponed, the NHL less than a day later. You know, we were actually talking about that week. The Penguins were supposed to play here in Columbus, and were they going to allow fans in attendance? And once they shut that down, that became very real. But it was the same week when at work it became a reality, when there were serious conversations about starting to push large volumes of employees to work from home. So, yeah, that week in mid-March, you know, the days, weeks all run together. But, you know, that particular week when you saw the NBA suspend, NHL suspend, MLS suspend, and at the same time, aggressive steps at work, that it became a reality of, you know, this really doesn't impact me too. Yeah, this is going to be a game changer.
And like you said, I mean, with sports not having crowds at games, even when they do come back, I wanted to ask you, because you're obviously a sports fan, having the season tickets for the Blue Jackets, whenever sports do come back and they start allowing fans into the arenas and they start allowing large gatherings once again, do you think that you'll be comfortable being a part of those large gatherings, or will you be a little bit hesitant?
I want to say yes. I want to be there right away. But, you know, I also want to kind of think bigger picture, you know, think of family, extended family, you know, anybody that's potentially, you know, has pre-existing conditions, whatnot. So, you know, want to be smart, but at the same time, yes, I itching to, you know, see a live hockey game, go to a soccer match, see something. So, you know, in the back of my mind, trying to balance that. I've never played so much attention to the NFL draft rounds 1 through 7, just for the sake of having some real sports activity. So I very much want to get involved and want to go see something, but, you know, at the same time, back of my mind, I want to be smart. Don't do anything stupid that'll, you know, come back to haunt the family.
And you mentioned your family, of course. Both your sons, they're in school. How have their schools kind of handled this whole situation?
I think pretty consistent with most. They have shifted all of their coursework to online, which was an interesting transition. You know, the way it worked out timing-wise, they were able to, you know, make kind of the first week when they didn't have classes, basically teacher in-service days, so the teachers had time to prep coursework, which was good. It allowed them a chance to get prepared. You know, it's kind of day to day. You know, for the most part, the boys are good about it. They figure it out. They've adapted well. They get their work done, generally get it done quick. You know, but you have to kind of spot check, right? Because it's new and different for everybody. They don't know all the nuance or all of the boxes that they have to check. So it's important that somebody go back and double check. So, you know, our routine has been pretty much let them do their schoolwork, you know, Monday through Friday, and then Friday spend some time going back and double checking all of their assignments, making sure everything's been submitted, because it's not like they're skipping stuff or avoiding stuff, but just making sure everything got submitted correctly, right? Because it's new both for them and for their teachers.
And we're running out of time. Once again, Mike Cease from Columbus, Ohio, interview with him. Just a couple more questions. I wanted to ask you, what is it about just day-to-day life or really anything that you miss from before this whole coronavirus situation that you haven't been able to experience recently?
You know, probably more than anything, it's you know, I mentioned earlier kind of the quick interactions at work, right? And talking to people face to face and checking in and following up on little one-off things. You know, I didn't realize how meaningful that was for me, right? And it's not the same following up with people in a chat or trying to track somebody down for a call. So I definitely missed that. Beyond that, as stupid as it sounds, people now working from home, I actually kind of miss my commute because, you know, that was 20 minutes at the beginning of my day, 20 minutes at the end of my day to, you know, kind of on the way in, prepare myself for the day and separate, you know, kind of home life from work life. And then on the way home, the opposite, right? Kind of decompress from work, listen to something on the radio and unwind a little bit before I get home. So I miss having that. I actually, you know, realized over this past weekend that I hadn't started my car in 2 weeks. So I just got up and went out for a drive for the first time in a while, just to have some semblance of that and, you know, make sure my battery's working. So that's probably it.
I like the point that you made about separating home and work life. That's how it is for me with school. I mean, I walk the class in the morning and I walk back, and it's like it's different worlds almost. But anyway, one final question. So whenever, you know, life is back to normal again, whenever this coronavirus thing and social distancing isn't the norm anymore, what is the first thing that you're going to go do?
Probably go out and have a nice dinner at a nice sit-down restaurant.
I like that. Anyone in particular? This is your chance. Shout out of business.
Yeah, there's a cool place in town called Ghostwriter Public House. That, you know, really great place, unfortunately, just opened in the fall of last year and was off to a great start. So I hope they survive this, have been able to buy takeout from them a few times since, but would love to go back and support their local business here again once we have the ability to sit down and do so.
All right. Well, looks like we're just about out of time. Mike, I want to thank you again for coming on and doing this interview. I really appreciate it. And I hope that you and your family stay safe, and have a good one.
Thanks, Josh. Take care.